This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. House of Representatives passes 4 bills. National Assembly concludes budget discussions on 9 ministries. Government launches land ownership certificate distribution campaign. Department of Transport Management revises inter-provincial public transport fares. And Russia launches overnight attack on major Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday passed 4 bills to replace existing ordinances, including the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill 2083, the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill 2083, the Cooperative First Amendment Bill 2083, and the Bill to Amend Some Nepal Acts Related to the Academy of Health Sciences 2083. The bills were endorsed by majority vote following clause-wise discussions and responses from the respective ministers. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Swabita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, tabled the proposal on the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill 2083 for clause-wise discussion before the bill was endorsed. Likewise, during discussions on the money laundering bill, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle stressed the need for a stronger action against corruption and financial crimes, warning that political misuse of anti-money laundering measures could hamper efforts to be removed from Financial Action Task Force FATF grey list. Likewise, responding to the cooperative bill debate, Minister for Land Management, Cooperative, Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal said legal reforms were necessary following Nepal's placement on the grey list. Lawmakers called for stronger regulation of cooperatives, the return of depositors' savings by the concerned cooperatives and the establishment of a single central regulatory authority. On the Health Sciences Bill, Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisa Mehta reiterated the government's commitment to improving the health sector and said 10% of hospital beds had been allocated for economically disadvantaged people. Lawmakers also urged the government to address pending issues related to the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences and the B.P. Koirala Institute of Health Sciences. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for July 6 at 11 a.m. Meanwhile, the National Assembly yesterday concluded group-wise discussions on the budget allocations of 9 ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2083. Members discussed the proposed budgets for the ministries responsible for youth and employment, information and communications, culture and tourism, education and sports, health, land management and cooperatives, women and social security, science and technology, and law and justice. During the discussion, lawmakers called for a budget focused on creating jobs, reviving industries, increasing agricultural production, reducing brain drain, and ensuring greater inclusion of the Dalit community. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said discussions on the remaining ministries will take place at the next meeting. The concerned ministers are scheduled to respond to lawmakers' queries on July 6 and 7. The National Assembly will meet again at 1:15 p.m. today. Search and rescue operations are set to resume this morning for a passenger bus that plunged into Karnali River after an accident in Chamunda Brinda Saini, Municipality 7 of Dailik District along the Karnali Highway. The bus travelling from Surkhet to Kalikot reportedly veered off the road and fell into the river at around 11:30 a.m. yesterday. Authorities estimate that around 14 people were on board, although the exact number of passengers and the cause of the accident are yet to be confirmed. Personnel from Nepal Police, the Armed Police Force and the Upper Karnali Hydropower Project are conducting the search operations. Rescue efforts were suspended overnight due to rising river levels, strong currents and darkness. The government has approved the National Advertisement Policy 2083, introducing a legal framework to regulate traditional and digital advertising, including social media promotions, influencer marketing, and AI-generated content. The policy aims to strengthen consumer protection, improve transparency and accountability in advertising sector, curb misleading and disguised advertisements, and enhance oversight through the advertisement board and integrated monitoring mechanisms. Briefing the media after yesterday's cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Susmit Pokhrel, said the government is also holding talks with FIFA and the Asian Football Confederation to seek the lifting of the suspension and on the All Nepal Football Association, ANFA. Furthermore, the cabinet appointed Hikmat Bahadur Rawal as general manager of Gorkhapatra Corporation, Devaraj Dungana as executive director of the Security Printing Center, and Dharmaraj Khadka as executive director of Special Infrastructure Operation and Management Development Committee. It also approved the National Integrity Policy, the Education 10th Amendment Regulation, the Kamaiya Bonded Labor Prohibition 1st Amendment Regulation, amendments to finance-related laws, and transferred 8 additional Inspector Generals of Nepal Police. The government has launched a campaign to distribute land ownership certificates to landless people and residents of unorganized settlements beginning in Bardia district. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal inaugurated the campaign by handing over land ownership certificates to 29 landless Dalit and squatter households in Badaiyatal Rural Municipality 4. The minister said the government is committed to addressing the land rights of landless Dalits, squatters and people living in unorganized settlements across the country, adding that the campaign will be gradually expanded nationwide. Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav has said the government has prioritised creating employment opportunities within the country to reduce the need for foreign employment. Speaking at a programme on foreign employment opportunities at the ministry yesterday, the minister said supporting young entrepreneurs and businesses would help generate jobs and encourage more youths to build their future within the country, adding that the ministry is committed to supporting such initiatives. The Department of Transport Management has reduced fares for inter-provincial public transport and cargo vehicles by 2% effective from July 2nd following the recent reduction in petroleum prices. The department said the fare adjustment was made under the automatic fare adjustment system after the average diesel price fell from ₹235.83 per litre to ₹193.83 per litre from July 1st. Public transport and cargo fares had previously been increased by 5% in April this year. The Department of Livestock Services has warned that legal action will be taken against anyone found selling or distributing poultry infected with avian influenza or bird flu. Department spokesperson Dr. Mukul Upadhyay said the outbreak has spread to 11 districts since mid-March, and veterinary teams and rapid response teams have been deployed to contain the disease. Furthermore, he urged the public not to handle or improperly dispose of dead poultry, warning that such practices could increase the risk of transmission. The Nepal Oil Corporation has amended its petroleum product retailers' regulations to impose stricter penalties on fuel stations that suspend operations without valid reasons and create artificial fuel shortages. Under the revised rules, fuel stations found keeping their pumps dry despite having fuel available can be fined, along with suspension of petrol and diesel supplies from the corporation depots for up to 15 days, depending on the number of violations. The corporation said the new provision provides a legal basis to take action against retailers who disrupt the supply of essential petroleum products. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 27 people were killed and 91 others injured after Russia launched a large-scale overnight drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kiev, according to Ukrainian authorities. Officials said the attack, which lasted for more than 11 hours, involved hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles striking several parts of the city, including residential areas. Ukraine said the strikes targeted civilian infrastructure and renewed its call for additional air defense systems from its international partners. The latest attack comes amid continued fighting between the two countries more than 4 years after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Now, the weather forecast for the country. With the influence of monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast rainfall in the majority of the parts of the country today. According to the division, the weather across the country is currently generally cloudy, with moderate rainfall taking place in some places in the Bagmati, Kosi and Lumbini provinces. This afternoon, there is a possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places in the mountainous and hilly region of the country, and the snowfall in some places of the high mountainous regions, with the possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places in the Tarai region. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. House of Representatives passes 4 bills. National Assembly concludes budget discussions on 9 ministries. Government launches land ownership certificate distribution campaign. Department of Transport Management revises inter-provincial public transport fares. And Russia launches major overnight attack on Ukrainian capital Kiev. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.